每一次教会守圣餐的时候，都不禁让我想到一个问题。
Every time we celebrate communion, I think of a question.
主耶稣在他离开世界的时候，为什么要做这件事情？
Why was this necessary?
我想，耶稣离世的时候，其实有很多的事情可以做。
Jesus, when before he left the earth, he had many tasks to become accomplished.
我觉得啊，要是我就一定讲一篇道。
If I were Christ, I would have given a very long sermon.
因为他离开过后，我们有太多的问题没有答案。
He left us with many questions.
他既然知道将来，为什么就不先把答案告诉我们呢？
If he knew the future, why didn't he give us all the answers?
为什么不告诉我们说，在这个 pandemic 的时候，教会当怎么做呢？
Why didn't tell us what to do during a pandemic?
为什么不告诉我们说，这个世界上有战争的时候，我们应该支持哪一边呢？
Why didn't tell us which part we should support during a war?
为什么不干脆就告诉我们，他说的敌基督是哪一个呢？
Why didn't he tell us who is the Antichrist?
有这么多重要的问题，他为什么没讲呢？
There were many important questions he did not explain.
为什么花这么多的时间在跟他门徒两个拨这个饼、传这个杯呢？
Why did he spend so much time with passing of the cup and breaking of the bread?
为什么他觉得这个重要呢？
Why was this so important to Jesus?
为什么我们今天认为大家在一起没这么重要呢？
And how come we don't believe it's so important?
所以今天我要跟大家一同来看说，基督对这个教会的心意。
What was Jesus' thought about the church?
首先，我们来看，教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
刚才我们读那段圣经的时候，中间有一句话。
In Luke chapter 22, we just read this passage.
说基督，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
Jesus broke the bread and gave to his disciple, and he said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
我想在这句话里面，首先我们要看到，耶稣是和他所有的门徒在一起。
We first noticed that Jesus spent time with all of his disciples.
我们知道，在基督的门徒里面，有反应比较快的。
There were some smart disciples.
也有反应稍微慢一点的。
And others, they were kind of slow.
有比较属灵的，一听就明白基督的信息的。
Some were very spiritual.
有的眼睛好像只看到面包的。
And others weren't quite so.
那为什么基督没有召集几个特别属灵的领袖出来，就跟他们讲一讲呢？
Why didn't Jesus pick and choose?
他为什么要跟所有的人在一起呢？
Why did he spend time with all of his disciples?
我想里面有很多人都不知道在做什么。
Some of them probably didn't even understand.
还在争论说我们谁比谁大，谁比谁小。
They were arguing who was the greatest.
他们完全没有想到这一件事情那个重大的意义呢。
They didn't appreciate the importance of communion.
基督跟所有门徒在一起要告诉我们，他的这个命令是给一个团体的。
Jesus wants to emphasize this command is for the whole body.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们是被呼召进入一个团体。
When we become Christians, we have been called to this body of Christ.
因为现代的人非常的独立，我们常常认为信仰是个人的事情。
Many of us believe that your faith is your own problem.
这个世界也常常告诉我们说，信仰是 private。
The world tells us your faith is your private matter.
让我们忽略了在圣经中这个信仰总是给一个团体的。
But we forget that faith is always about a corporate body.
基督在离世的时候，这在他最宝贵的时候，他是跟这个团体在一起。
Jesus spoke to a whole body of believers.
对他来说，重要的不是把这个答案教义再讲一遍。
He didn't want to spend time to go over the doctrines.
他要每一个信徒在这个团体中感受到他与这个团体的关系。
But he wants everyone to understand his relationship with the whole body of Christ.
基督最后的一个礼物是给这个团体的。
His parting gift was for the whole body.
他的礼物就是他的身体。
The gift was his own flesh.
他说，我的身体是为你们舍的。
He said his body was given for you.
因为他的破碎，我们不需要破碎了。
Because he broke his body, we don't need to do it.
我给你们看到这张图片，就是这个饼以前是一张饼。
We see on this picture that the bread was at one time a whole bread.
基督说他来破碎，让我们能够完整。
He broke his bread so we can be whole.
我们能够成为一体，是因着他的牺牲。
Because of his sacrifice, we could become a whole church.
基督用这个我们平时都看得见的这个晚餐来说明他的心意。
He described his will with something that we are all familiar with.
告诉我们说这个信仰是在生活里的。
Your faith is part of your life.
他没有把这个圣餐做成一个标准的仪式。
This is not just a ceremony.
我们知道后来在天主教里面那个圣餐变成了一个远离我们平常生活的仪式。
The Catholics celebrate communion like a ritual.
但是在真实的生活中，基督用这个大家每天都会吃到的这个饼和杯来说明他的心意。
But the bread and the cup should be part of our daily lives.
告诉我们说我们进入这个信仰是一群活在基督里的一个团体。
When we step into our faith, we live as a whole body in Christ.
当我们每一次在家里面，我们现在虽然我们中国人不太吃饭的时候不太用饼和杯。
As Chinese, we usually don't have bread or juice as part of dinner.
但是当我们每一次吃饭的时候，希望你都想到。
But when we eat, we should also remember.
基督在离世的时候曾经和他门徒有这样的晚餐。
How Christ had this final dinner with his disciples.
提醒我们他与我们天天的同在。
To remind us that he is always with us.
提醒我们我们属于一个基督的团体。
To remind us that we belong to a whole body of believers.
你知道在回教国家他们一天五次祷告。
The Muslims pray five times a day.
我们每次去那些国家的时候，你一些过一阵子就会被他那个祷告的声音给打断。
If you visit a Muslim country, you'll be interrupted by the calls to prayer.
我们觉得说我们现在不需要这样的形式。
Maybe we don't need this type of ritual.
因为我们觉得基督是随时与我们同在。
Because we believe that Christ is with us all the time.
但是很多时候我们在生活中完全把基督放在一边。
But frequently we forget about it.
所以我有时候在回教国家中他们那个五次祷告提醒的时候。
So when I visit a Muslim country and I'm reminded to pray five times a day.
我觉得这个真的是一件好事。
It's not such a bad idea.
不断地提醒我们，我们是活在基督里的。
It's a constant reminder that we are with God.
但是基督的要求是更高。
But as Christians, we are given a higher calling.
我想我们一天不止五次想到面包和食物的。
We shouldn't be reminded of the bread and the cup just five times a day.
基督要我们每一次想到这个饼和杯，我们的食物的时候，都想到他。
Jesus wants to remember him all the time.
因为人活着不是只靠食物。
Because we do not live on bread alone.
我们是靠神口中所出的话语。
But on every word of God.
这是晚餐给我们的一个提醒。
This is what this communion reminds us of.
第二点，我们也看到说，这个团体是属于基督的。
And then we see that the body belongs to Christ.
在使徒行传第二十章，他明确的使徒明确的讲到，牧养神的教会就是他用自己血所买来的。
Acts 20 tells us clearly, be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
这是使徒保罗最后在离开以弗所的时候，给以弗所长老的一些嘱咐。
This is what the Apostle Paul told the elders in the church of Ephesus.
这个买来这个字在圣经中间只出现过两次。
What does the word bought mean?
这个字不是我们所说的我们是基督赎回的，不是同一个字。
It's a different word than the word ransom.
这个买来，我在这里写了它的这个英文，就是把它买来属于我自己，专门给我自己，是一个非常 personal, 很个人情感的词。
It means to purchase something, to become your own possession. It's very personal.
所以当这个圣经学家研究的时候，他说基督在这个世界上只买过一样东西。
So when the biblical scholars study this word, they tell us that Jesus only bought one thing on earth.
就是教会。
That is his church.
所以我们在一起不是因为我们喜欢。
We come together not because we prefer it this way.
不是因为我喜欢到教会唱歌，或者我喜欢教会的气氛。
Not because we like to sing in church or we prefer this type of atmosphere.
我们来教会是因为这是基督的命令。
We come to church because it's a command of Jesus Christ.
因为这是他用他的血买来的团体。
Because he bought the church with his own blood.
当我们在教会中的时候，我们常常有一些摩擦。
When we come to church, we have conflicts.
我们常常会说，这个教会也不是你的。
We don't believe the church is ours.
有没有想过这个教会是谁的？
Who does the church belong to?
这个教会不是你的，也不是我的。
It's not mine.
也不是我们大家的。
It's not the congregation's.
这个教会是基督的。
The church belongs to Jesus Christ.
他付了他的这个价钱买回来的。
He bought the church with his own blood.
当你在教会中想按照你自己心意行事的时候，你告诉我，你对这个教会付了什么样的代价？
I want to ask you, have you sacrificed for the church?
这个教会是你买的吗？
Did you buy this church?
这个教会是基督买的。
Jesus bought this church.
我们在这里面不能按照我的心意来做。
Therefore, we could not run the church according to our own will.
就像你去别人家里面的时候，你可不可以就像你在别人家像在自己家一样做事？
So if you visit someone else's house, do you do it like your own home?
你不能，因为那个家不是你的，是人家的。
Of course not, because it's not your house.
你要按照人家的心意来做。
You have to follow the rules of that house.
今天我们在教会里要按照基督的心意来做事。
When we come to church, we have to follow the will of Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们对教会有一个责任。
We have responsibilities to the church.
这个责任就是我们要来参与在教会中。
We have to participate in the church.
因为这是他对每一个圣徒的呼召。
Because that's the calling.
要我们成为一个团体。
That we must become one body.
我们知道说在这个你看过一些这个共产党的或国民党的电影的时候。
You have seen movies about the fight between the nationalists and the communists.
当他们加入这个党组织的时候。
When you become a party member.
他们首先要宣誓忠于这个组织。
They have to swear their loyalty.
然后他们要把自己和这个组织里面所有其他的人的命运连接在一起。
They're connected to one another.
我们知道说他们在严刑拷打面前死也不肯出卖他们的同志。
They will never give up their comrades.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们今天的人常常想不通，说算了算了。
We may not understand that kind of loyalty today.
因为他们知道他们的命运是和这个组织相连的。
Because they're connected to one another, their life and death.
我们今天在教会需要有比这个更强的关系。
We must have a stronger relationship in church.
我们这个组织不是我们连起来的，是基督用他的身体帮我们连起来的。
We did not establish the church, Jesus did.
他用血买了整个组织，所以我们的生命是相连的。
Our lives are connected in this body of Christ.
他的破碎让我们成为一个整体。
Because he's broken, we could be whole.
所以每一次当你想到说，我好像不想来教会。
So every time you think, I don't need to go to church.
每一次觉得说，好像有几个人我实在看不顺眼。
Maybe they're members of the church I do not particularly care for.
每一次你觉得说，我其实都可以自己做。
Maybe you think I can do all these things on my own.
想一想，基督为这个教会所付出的。
Remember, Jesus died for the church.
你来教会不是因为你自己。
You come to church not because of your own interest.
是因为你被呼召成为了这个团体。
It's rather because you've been called to be a member of the church.
你没有自由说我可以不用来这个团体。
You do not have the freedom to reject the church.
你的生命是属于基督的。
Your life is connected.
不仅我们看到我们是基督的身体，
You see that we're part of this body of Christ.
我们还看到我们是彼此的身体。
We are connected to one another.
当这个圣经中用身体来比喻教会的时候，告诉我们说教会是有个活力的机体。
The Bible describes the body as an organic body.
它不是一个人为的死的机构。
It's not a dead organization.
在罗马书第十二章，保罗说：“他说，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一体，互相联络，作为肢体也是如此。”
This is what Paul said in Romans chapter 12. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, in Christ we, though many.From one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
首先他告诉我们这个身体有很多的肢体。
Paul said this body has many members.
如果我们今天只有一个人、两个人、三个人来教会，这能叫很多的肢体吗？
If we only have one, two, or three members, it's not exactly a church.
他说每一个属于基督的人，你们都是这个肢体。
If you belong to Christ, you're one of these members.
想想你身体上，如果今天你的手也不想来教会，脚也不想来教会，这个头发也不想来教会，你来得了教会吗？
So if part of your body does not want to come to church, you can't come to church.
所以这个是保罗在告诉我们说，这个教会是大家的，必须由这个属于这个教会的成员，必须所有的。来到一起。
So all the members must come together and participate.
我们只有能够真实的相连，才能够属于一个身体。
Only when we participate can we belong to one body.
你知道以前我曾经看过一个人用这个假的腿来跳舞。
I've seen a video of someone who dances with a prosthetic leg.
他跳得非常的优美，然后到最后的时候，他把他的裙子拉开，大家都吓一跳。
He dances beautifully, but he dances with prosthetic legs.
他让我们看到说，整个跳舞都是用他的假肢所跳的。
He shows us that he does not have real legs.
我觉得那个让我们都不好意思，让人家看到我们是有真的腿。
I'm somewhat embarrassed. He dances better.
但是一个假肢。不管他跳得再好，他都不会成为一个真的肢体。
A prosthetic leg does not belong to the body.
它可能让你看不出的区别来。
It may not seem all that different.
但是它有一点不一样。
But there's one big difference.
它感觉不到痛。
It does not feel any pain.
当我们在教会中是不是一个肢体的时候
，Are we part of the members of the church?
还是你是一个假肢的时候
，Or are you simply a prosthetic？
你就去捏一下，看你知道不知道痛。
Maybe you should pinch yourself. Do you feel the pain？
我们知道常常我们做梦的时候想知道是不是真的，我们都捏一下自己。
When we are dreaming to test if it's reality, we pinch ourselves.
如果你每个礼拜都来教会，你也服侍，你也听到，但是你没有那个痛感。
If you come to church every week and you serve and you listen to the sermons, but you do not feel any pain.
什么是那个痛感？就是教会发生的事情对你来说没有什么感觉。
In other words, you do not respond to what happens in the church.
教会好也好，坏也好，对你来说不太有什么，这个对你来说没有什么痛或者高兴。
Anything that happens in the church does not affect you.
教会里面发生的所有事情不会让你心痛，或者也不会让你这个忧虑。
You're not overjoyed or feel painful over what happens.
如果是那样，可能你就是还没有成为真的肢体。
If that's the case, I reckon you're not a real member of the church.
我们要成为教会的真的肢体。
We need to be a member of the church.
不是我们努力的去跟哪一个人建立一个关系。
It doesn't just come from hard work.
我们首先要跟基督建立关系。
Rather, we must first have a relationship with Jesus.
当我成为基督的身体过后，我自然成为彼此的身体。
If I'm a member of Jesus, then I become a member with one another.
我们知道，在这个教会中是有神的心意。
God has His will in the church.
他要我们在教会中一同的来跟随他。
He wants us to follow Him as a body.
所以作为教会的肢体，我们必须常常聚集在一起。
So we must fellowship together frequently.
不需要每个人都做同样的事。
You don't have to do the same things.
你只要出现在这个教会里，就是你对这个身体的一个支持。
You have to come to church to support the church.
因为我们是一体。
Because we're all members of the church.
不仅如此，我们还是彼此需要的一部分。
In addition, we need each other.
你知道在基督离世的时候，除了这个圣餐以外，他做了另外一件让人非常惊奇的事情。
In addition to the communion, Jesus did something else that's rather surprising.
就是为他十二个门徒洗脚。
He washed the feet of his disciples.
我每次都在想，这个时间这么宝贵，你洗一只脚、一双脚就好了，你说明一下你的意思，为什么要洗十二个人的脚？
I always wonder why he has to wash the feet of all the disciples. Maybe just one disciple. Wouldn't that have sufficed?
我们一般做一件事来表明我们的教义的时候，也就是做一下，然后来说明这件事的意义。
Maybe we just need to do one thing to symbolize what we're trying to explain.
但是基督却一个一个的给十二个门徒洗脚。
But one after another, Jesus washed all of the 12 disciples' feet.
然后耶稣说什么？他说：“我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。”
That's why Jesus says in John chapter 13.I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, and you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done. Truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than one who sent him. Now that you have known these things, you'll be blessed if you do them.
你知道我以前读这段圣经的时候，我们都只看到洗脚那一部分。
We frequently only read the part about the washing of the feet.
我们也看到说耶稣给我们做了一个很谦卑的榜样。
We see that Jesus has given us a humble example.
对，我们需要彼此服侍。
Yes, we need to serve one another.
但是这一次却让我再看到了一个我忽略的地方。
But I noticed something else this time.
为什么耶稣要在这里讲说，我实实在在告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的不能大于差他的人。
Why did Jesus say, no servant is greater than his master?
他这跟洗脚没有什么太大的关系。
What does this have to do with washing of the feet?
我想主耶稣要告诉我们说，我们彼此需要。
Jesus wants to remind us that we need one another.
这可能是我们没有办法完全理解的事情。
Maybe we can't understand this fully.
我不知道你们多少人有这个想法，想让人帮你洗脚。
Do you ever want someone else to wash your feet?
我们都比较喜欢自己洗脚。
I'd rather wash my own feet.
洗得比较按照自己的方式，自己的冷热，我们自己洗了更舒服。
It may be more comfortable if I do it myself.
他为什么要让我们彼此洗脚？
Why does Jesus want us to wash one another's feet?
我们可以自己做的事情，干嘛要叫别人做？
Couldn't we do it ourselves?
他说我们要彼此搓背，还比较有道理一点。
Maybe he should tell us to rub one another's back.
因为我们够不着嘛。
I cannot reach my back.
所以在中国的澡堂子里面都有人帮你搓背嘛。
So if you go to a bathhouse, somebody else will wash your back.
但是洗脚我们都够得着的吧。
But I can certainly reach my own feet.
为什么要我们彼此来洗脚？
Why do we need to wash one another's feet?
主耶稣要我们在一起彼此的服侍。
Jesus wants us to serve one another.
这可能我们感觉不到我们需要彼此。
Even when we don't think we need it.
我们觉得说我们自己在家读经，自己在家祷告，自己在家得救就可以了。
Maybe you think I can read the Bible myself in my own house.
我们偶尔到教会来跟大家这个 social 一下也可以。
Maybe occasionally I go to church to socialize.
但是我绝对不需要每个人每天叫人来帮我洗脚。
I don't need other people to wash my feet.
但是主耶稣却说，你要别人帮你洗脚。
But Jesus says you should ask someone else to wash your feet.
这对你是有益处的。
It benefits you.
你可能不懂这个益处在哪里。
Maybe you don't appreciate the benefit.
我们没有在教会团体中的人，可能也没有感觉到这个团体对我们有多么大的影响。
If you don't come to church, maybe you don't understand it.
耶稣告诉我们说，那你就相信我。
Jesus says, just trust me.
他说，这个仆人没有大于主人的，这个学生没有高过老师的。
Jesus says, the servant is not greater than his master.
如果你们叫我，跟我学，认为我是老师，你们就照着去做。
If you follow my example, just do what I just did.
虽然你感觉不到需要，你照着去做，你就会得益处。
Maybe you don't understand the benefits, but do what I just did.
我们时常觉得说，我以我的感觉为标准。
Sometimes we do things according to our own feelings.
这其实是从我们老祖宗亚当开始的这个罪性。
This comes from our ancestor, Adam.
当在伊甸园的时候，神说：“这个树上的果子你不要吃。”
God told Adam not to eat the fruit from the fruit of knowledge.
他们看一看说：“哎，这个看上去也没毒的样子，看上去也很好吃的样子，为什么不能吃？”
But Adam did not follow God's command.
他就吃了，我们就知道我们都遭殃了。
So because he ate the fruit, we are all inherited his sin.
想一想，如果我们的老祖宗亚当他真的没吃
，Think about it. If Adam did not eat that fruit,
他在伊甸园里面跟神一起生活
，He would have been able to fellowship with God.
伊甸园里面还有一棵树是非常宝贵的
，There's another tree in the Garden of Eden.
就是生命树
，The tree of life.
他会在不知不觉中就吃到了生命树上的果子。
Eventually, he would have inherited an eternal life.
所以神给我们的规矩，我们可能不懂是什么意思。
Sometimes we don't understand fully God's command.
我们的人，我们的见识是有限的。
Because our vision is limited.
但是如果我们照着去做
，But if we only follow by faith,
你就会得到其中的益处。
You will be blessed.
这个益处可能是你还不知道。
You may not understand it.
但是神让我们做，他就在里面放上了他的祝福。
He has given us his blessing.
像在他在伊甸园中放上的这棵生命树，就是让我们在顺服中间蒙福。
He placed the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. If only we would obey him.
所以当我们在一起的时候，神也给我们这样祝福的应许。
He has given us the promise of his blessings if we come to his church.
就是我们刚刚读到的那一段圣经。
This is what we just read in Psalm 133.
他告诉我们说，当弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，你的祝福会从天而来。
When you congregate, your blessing comes from heaven.
这个祝福不是给一个人的。
It's not given individually.
他给我们个人有个人的应许，但是这个祝福是给我们在一起一个团体的。
But it's given corporately.
他说这个祝福不是人的祝福，是一个神的祝福。
It's not blessing from man, but blessing from God.
因为他说这个祝福是什么？好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
It's like precious oil poured on the head of Aaron.
我们知道亚伦是个祭司，当这个贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上是什么？一个从神而来的恩膏。
Who is Aaron? He was the high priest. This oil is anointing from God.
我们今天都知道，神给我们的恩膏是一个圣灵而来的恩膏。
This anointing comes from the Holy Spirit.
当五旬节的时候，所有的门徒聚集在一起的时候，
all the disciples gathered together.
那个圣灵就降临了。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
就像那贵重的油膏从上面浇下来了。
It's like the pouring of a precious oil.
所以当我们愿意按照神的心意去做的时候，神说他的恩膏就会浇在这个教会，让其中每一个人都会蒙福。
When we come to God as a body of Christ, God will pour precious oil on all of us.
不仅如此，他说还有一个祝福是什么？是一个黑门的甘露。
There's another blessing. It's the dew of Hermon.
因为我们知道以色列是一个非常干旱的地方。
The nation of Israel is an arid land.
在这个锡安山，就是在耶路撒冷附近，他们都属于一个很干燥的山区。
Mount Sinai is in Jerusalem. It's a desert.
在那里，你种什么东西都要靠这个雨来浇灌。
You depend on rain for your agriculture.
所以他说这个黑门的甘露是什么？是带来这个让这个所有是这个生物生长的福气。
All the lives around Mount Zion depends on the dew of Hermon.
当我们在一起的时候，我们在教会里面所做的一切事情，我们在与神同工。
When we come to church, everything we do, we are in fellowship with God.
我们知道庄稼如果只有雨水你不种，它也不会长。
If you have rain but you do not plant, you have nothing.
我们需要种植，然后神来浇灌，然后它就成长。
We have a great harvest if we plant, but God gave us rain.
所以当我们成为一体的时候，我们服事的时候，就神就让它生长。
When we come to God as a body of Christ, God will allow us to grow.
我们去做我们可以做的，神就保证我们在他里面得到他的祝福。
If we do our part, God has promised his blessing.
所以让我们看到，在我们看不见的地方，
There are many things that we do not see.
神为教会预备了满满的祝福。
But God has prepared plenty of blessing for the church.
条件是我们必须是一个身体。
The premise is that we are one body in Christ.
因为这个油是从头上流到胡须，流到衣襟。
The precious oil comes from the head to the beard to the collar.
告诉我们这是一个整体。
We are a one body in Christ.
不是这个只留在手上或者脚上。
The oil is not just given to the hand or the feet.
为了得到这样的祝福，我们每个人必须尽我们自己肢体的责任。
All of us must fulfill our part as the body of Christ.
无论你觉得你是否需要他人，
Maybe you don't think you need one another.
也无论你觉得说你是否喜欢来教会，
Maybe you don't want to come to church.
要记得这是神的心意，神的命令。
But remember, this is a command from God.
如此行，你必得到神的祝福。
you will receive God's blessing.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们真是感谢你，感谢你用你的宝血买赎了教会，感谢你呼召我们进入了你的身体。主，我们知道你为我们预备这一切，是要赐给我们那永恒你的祝福。主，真是求你帮助我们，行事为人不靠眼见，不凭我们自己的喜欢，不凭我们自己的爱好来敬拜你，乃是按照主你的命令进入你的身体，与弟兄姐妹连为一体。因为我们知道这是被你祝福的身体，这是你会赐下永远生命的身体。主，我们谢谢你，求你帮助我们更加的彼此紧密联系，成为你的身体，成为我们彼此的身体。感谢主，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。